I felt like I had this gigantic puzzle in front of me and it was almost done, but I couldn't figure out a few of the missing pieces. And it wasn't until I took that flashlight and stopped shining it and I turned it around and shone it within. Okay, just a little bit of a warning. This episode might trigger you. So we're going to talk about how if you're searching for some type of success, some means to an end, you might just be looking in the wrong place in order to reach your desired outcome, so to speak. So I want to kick this off by talking about course hoppers, for example. So this is someone who, let's say they're an entrepreneur and they would like to start a business. So they go program to program, course to course, seeking the answer, maybe implementing things here, you know, doing something different with their Instagram, their LinkedIn, their social media platforms, changing their bio again and again and again, thinking they need to do a webinar, create a different sales funnel, do a different type of training. And then when that doesn't work, they try something else. Right? They're like, oh, maybe it wasn't Instagram. Maybe I needed to be on YouTube. Oh, maybe YouTube didn't work. Maybe I need to start a podcast. And it's finding someone to learn podcasting through so they take a different course, consume a different program, right? Always watching different trainings, consuming information from different people, feeling like they need to be taught everything before taking action or trusting themselves. Is this you? Look, I'm not just trying to call you out. I've been there. I was the kind of person who would jump from thing to thing, strategy to strategy. It's like I had this flashlight and I was like, where is it? Where is it? Someone just give me the answer. I felt like I had this gigantic puzzle in front of me and it was almost done. But I couldn't figure out a few of the missing pieces. And it wasn't until I took that flashlight and stopped shining it and I turned it around and shone it within. My friend, it's already inside of you. And this is contrary to what marketers, salesmen, people that you see online sell any things in those ads. It's contrary to the belief that they want you to understand is that you need me to be successful. Pay me and I will be your guide. But my friend, I can give you all the tactics and the strategies in the world to be successful. But until you figure out what's holding you back and it is inside of you, it doesn't matter. Look, even the how, the tactics, the strategies, those are inside of you too. But your window is too damn clouded for you to see it. Because what happened is you had this clear window. And then you went and you learned YouTube. And somebody threw some mud at the window. And then you went and you learned LinkedIn. Someone threw mud at your window. And you're learning strategy after strategy, tactic after tactic. And before you know it, this window that you used to see out of so beautifully is now completely fogged over. It's a muddy mess and you're trying to wipe it away so that you can see again to the outside world, but you can't because streak by streak, it just gets cloudier and cloudier, more and more confusing because you can pile tactics and strategies onto what you're doing all freaking day long. But if you're not willing to turn that flashlight back on yourself and realize that the answers are already within you, you're not going to get there. And when you're shining that light out to others, when you're looking for the answers in places that are outside of you, it's holding back your magic. Think about it. If you have the desire or you have the vision, but it's not in your reality yet, just know that the ability to make that vision a reality is inside of you, or else you wouldn't have been able to see it. Those visions call to you. They pull you out of the smallness. They help you see what's possible for you, but then it's up to you to figure out who you need to become by shining that light back on yourself. So many times the vision will show itself because it's actually meant for you. But you might not know the how, the strategies, the tactics, but that doesn't mean that's all you need. You don't constantly need to be seeking for information and validation from others in order to realize that your vision can actually happen in your life. Many times those of us who go and do that, right? Us, I did this too. It's because we haven't allowed enough time with ourselves to allow the answers to naturally unfold, because they will. We think we need it now. We should be further than we are, right? Which causes us to course hop, lack trust, right? Which course hopping lays on the strategy. It's real thick in strategy. So then it's even more confusing because we haven't allowed our magic to flow. We haven't allowed this portal to open from the universe where there's this divine intelligence can just flow through us while things just begin happening and folding as they're meant to. Okay? But we've got to remove those limiting beliefs that are holding you back from truly stepping into that vision. And a lot of times, I'm not saying that it's easy to do on your own. Look, that's why me as a coach has a job. Because it can be difficult to shine that light back on you. Many times, that light's going to hit a brick wall. It's not going to work. You're not going to be able to see within. And that's okay. But my friend, I'm telling you, the tactics and strategies are not going to help remove that wall. They're just going to build it up even higher. I've been there. I remember, the beginning of my coaching journey. Oof. I was consuming course after course, implementing strategy after strategy, like building out a webinar, which includes building out this fancy elaborate funnel, having this website created, making sure I had my LLC, right? Making sure all my content that I put out on Instagram was on brand, and oh, I should change my bio again because I don't know if that resonates with the version of me I am this week. And I was wondering, why the fuck am I not getting any clients? I'm doing all the strategies that these people keep telling me to do. Why is it not working? Because those are the strategies that worked for them. They weren't what was meant for me and my experience. And I know you're going to be like, well, Janie, what the hell? That doesn't help me much. It should. Right? Having a coach on my journey was the most transformative part of my experience, right? And it was interesting because when I was course hopping and spending thousands of dollars here, $1,000 there, $997 here, right? I was spinning my wheels, quite frankly, still spending money, making hardly any progress. But what happened when I hired more of a one-on-one type coach is they acted as that mirror for me. Because they had been there before. They had stood in my shoes and they could see so clearly where I was on that journey. They were able to help me uncover the blocks that were within and ask me questions that guided my experience so that I could find and come to the conclusions on my own without seeking it externally to myself. So where in your life right now do you feel like you're massively relying on others and the strategies that have been laid out for you rather than you giving yourself the space to allow the answers to come to you, whether it be from the guidance of a coach or maybe journaling or maybe speaking it out with someone in your life who's that soundboard for you to listen? I just remember I was so hung up on the how. I remember I had this gigantic whiteboard that covered like an entire wall. And I was constantly trying to map out like, what does my value ladder look like? After someone's here, where are they going to go next? What's the upsell? What's the downsell? What lead magnet do I need? Should I sell the lead magnet for $27 or $7 or should I make it for free? It can become this cluster of things in your mind that cloud the window we were just referring to. So rather than joining a new program, because you think you should be on YouTube and trying strategy after strategy and strategy to make that work. Give yourself space. Realize you don't need to be somewhere that you're not already. How can you take where you truly want to show up and just work to become the version of you who's already a success in your mind? Because my friend, what if the destination you're striving for doesn't actually exist? Let yourself sit with that for a moment, okay? Don't spear mud on your window because you think you should be somewhere that you're not. It will come so long as you give yourself the space needed and you look within. Don't stack on more to-dos. Don't consume more and more and more if you've already consumed enough. It's not going to be the answer. And if you need more justification on that, has it worked so far? Right? Now, I'm not saying don't join a program that you feel like is going to be beneficial to your personal level of growth. I'm not saying don't hire a coach who's going to walk with you on this transformation. It's the exact opposite. Heck yes. Get outside guidance and support, but not from someone who's just going to shove strategy down your throat when that's not ultimately what you need. I'm going to rip the band-aid off right now and just tell you what you need is someone to help guide you on this journey of self-reflection so you can find your own answers from inside of you and pull them up. Not give you what they think you need inside of yourself. Massive difference, okay? See the vision that's within you. Once this window starts to get clearer and clearer, and the way you do that is by giving yourself space, right? It's like if you look at the water in an ocean, okay? When you walk around in that water, look, from Maui, we were at the ocean like every single day, okay? The water was extremely clear when you weren't walking around in it. So if you were snorkeling and the waves were pretty low key that day, the water was absolutely clear. But when you start walking around or jumping and playing and the waves start crashing, the water gets dirtier and dirtier to where you don't want to snorkel after noon. Because once those trade winds come in, they're going to pick up those waves and they're going to muddy the water, so to speak. So the best thing to do is get that water clear again, is just to be calm, right? Don't go tramping around trying to find the answer. Just be like that snorkeler in the crystal clear, warm Maui waters where you're floating on the surface and you got your goggles on and you're breathing. You're just looking around. You're just admiring the fish. You're just living life. You're enjoying the moment that you're in. It's this blissful experience. And hey, look over there. There's a sea turtle. Look. Or maybe you see an eel and it creeps out of this little hole, right? But then as soon as you get scared or paranoid, maybe you're in open water and you swim back really, really fast to shore and you want to rip off your snorkel and you want to just take everything off and just run back up through the shore, the water isn't so clear anymore. You get panicked, you get scared. But it's such a beautiful experience when you can just enjoy it from the surface. When you can just relax into it. It's a beautiful journey. So it's carrying this mindset, this growth mindset with you in all that you do. It's realizing like the more you can uncover these blocks within you and undirty that window, the more you can grow within into that next level that you're seeking, because it's also seeking you. So your purpose might be speaking on stages. It might be being the best freaking mom or dad out there, or might be writing a book. I'm not sure what that is, but if you lack the courage to continue pushing out of that comfort zone and growing, it will remain stagnant. The answers are within you to that beautiful vision that you're creating. Look, and your purpose along the way, so many people ask me all the time. I think every episode that I film on somebody else's podcast, they're like, how does one find their purpose? But your purpose is meant to shift. It's meant to change. But when you're trying to fit the box of what somebody else tells you it should be or could be, you're not going to find it. Truly, the only way you're going to find your purpose is when you just start to live a freaking life that you love. So if you are looking at external strategies, at trying to fit into this box that you feel like you need to fit into, why? Why? Because when you break out of that box, something beautiful is going to happen where you're going to find you. And you are freaking magic, my friend. But don't stay in the box the world tries to put you in. Trust me, a majority of those around you are sleepwalking. And you are awake. Continue listening to this show to become more awake. I promise you, I lived most of my life on that autopilot state where I was looking for external measures of success, external people to tell me how to live my life because I wasn't looking inwards. But you don't have to be like this anymore. It is so freeing to be on the other side of that where I've got the Windex and anytime I want to make that window clear, I just boop, 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 squirt and just wipe it off. And it's clear. So if you feel like you'd like that mirror held up in front of you, or just a soundboard to help you see what you might not see within yourself, I encourage you to go to coachwithjamie.com. It's going to take you 3 minutes, maybe less. It probably would take me like 30 seconds. Jump over to coachwithjamie.com, and I am allowing you to book a breakthrough session with me. This is 60 minutes with me one-on-one where I'm going to act as that mirror for you. I'm going to guide your experience with questions so we can begin to unmuddy that window of yours or that mirror of yours to where you can see things clearly. You can not only see the vision for your life, but you can see the version of you that you are being called to step into and no longer hold yourself back by the tactics and strategies you feel like you should be following. Because that's not what we're all about here. So if that sounds like something that would help you in this moment, don't wait. Because as this podcast grows, I cannot continue to offer things like this. So me or a member of my team will meet with you. Okay, to the first 5 people, I will meet with you. I got to put a cap on this because sometimes I don't and it's a lot. But this space is for you. This time is for you. So give yourself the space that's required in order to find your own answers, because once that flashlight has been on you for a while, guess what? You can shine it back out, but then rather than looking for the answers, you know exactly where to point that baby. And it's a beautiful thing when there's clarity unmatched to your purpose in life and you know exactly where to show up. That's what this call is all about. It is here for you. Please take it. coachwithjamie.com. First 5 people get calls with me. After that, it will be myself or a member of my team moving forward. So thank you so much for listening. And please do one thing today that further aligns you with your purpose for tomorrow. I appreciate you. Have a wonderful, beautiful rest of your day.